From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A military spokesman told reporters Wednesday that Iraqi troops killed 8 Islamic State militants in the newly recaptured neighborhood of Gagjali in Mosul. Meanwhile, hundreds of people from the adjacent neighborhood of Al-Samah streamed out of the area, some holding white flags. The United Nations Security Council is expressing concern about reports that Islamic State forces are removing civilians from their homes in Mosul and relocating them to places where they are to be used as human shields. Iraqi forces say they are advancing on the southern part of the city. The Russian Defense Ministry said Wednesday it would observe a humanitarian pause on Friday to allow both rebel and civilians to leave the embattled city of Aleppo. A Russian spokesman says the moratorium has been approved by Syrian officials. The rebels will not be required to surrender their weapons, but Reuters reports the rebels are rejecting demands that they withdraw. The United Nations says the French and British governments have failed to meet their obligations to the children who have been living in the Calais migrant camp. Lisa Bryant reports.
The United Nations and charities have criticized both countries. Even with their resettlement, says Isabelle Bruant, Calais Regional Director for Doctors of the World Charity, nothing is resolved. Bruant says authorities are just moving the children from one place to another in France. But Save the Children humanitarian advisor Dorothy Tseng welcomed the move.
We will be watching over the next few weeks to make sure that this is really all done in the best interests of children.
The youngsters count among more than 6,000 migrants evacuated from a vast tent camp at the edge of Calais. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are accusing each other of being unfit for the U.S. presidency. At a campaign stop Wednesday in Florida, Trump said that Clinton's election would create an unprecedented and protracted constitutional crisis. Clinton is under investigation for her handling of national security materials during her tenure as U.S. Secretary of State.
When we win on November 8th, we are going to Washington, D.C., and we are going to drain the swamp.
Clinton headed Wednesday to the western state of Arizona, where a growing Hispanic population opposed to Trump's immigration proposals is believed to give her a chance to win. Arizona has voted for Republican presidential candidates in 15 of the last 16 elections. Clinton also planned to campaign in Nevada. U.S. President Barack Obama says he believes the Republic is at risk if Donald Trump wins next week's election. Mr. Obama campaigned for Clinton in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Meanwhile, the latest Washington Post ABC News opinion poll shows the race deadlocked at 46% each. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank voted to keep interest rates at the low level where they have been for nearly a year. The Federal Reserve said the job market continues improving, household spending is rising, but business investment is weak and the rate of inflation remains below target. In a written statement, the Fed said the case for raising interest rates continues to strengthen, but officials want further evidence before boosting rates. An analysis of satellite data suggests no one was flying the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 when it plunged into the Indian Ocean in March of 2014. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau released the report Wednesday as experts gathered in Sydney to assess possible future searches for the plane, which disappeared with 239 people aboard. The Australian investigators believe the plane likely flew on autopilot for a time before running out of fuel and crashing into the ocean. Police in South Africa's capital fired rubber bullets Wednesday to disperse protesters who gathered near President Jacob Zuma's office demanding that he resign. Thousands of protesters from the left-wing Economic Freedom Fighters Party smashed cars and windows as they marched toward the Union Buildings, South Africa's seat of government. The protest took place shortly before South Africa's anti-corruption group released a report on alleged corruption in the Zuma administration. A judge ordered the release of the report Wednesday after Mr. Zuma dropped a legal bid to keep it out of the public eye. The report examines accusations that Mr. Zuma boosted the financial interests of a wealthy family by allowing them to choose cabinet members. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.